This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces continued to pound towns and cities overnight and to tighten their grip on the eastern city of Severodonetsk. Britain's defense ministry reported Thursday that Russia had captured most of the city, one of two in Luhansk province, that had remained under Ukrainian control. The eastern Donbas region is made up of Luhansk and Donetsk provinces. Later Thursday, the Ukrainian military said fierce street fights were taking place in the eastern city. A spokesman said it was impossible to say how much of Severodonetsk is under Russian control. In response to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's ongoing pleas for more weapons, U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday that the U.S. is providing Ukraine with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions. The administration said it will take about 3 weeks to get the systems up and running. The Biden administration said Ukrainians will receive four of the high-mobility artillery rocket systems with a range of about 70 kilometers. The administration said the Ukrainians have vowed not to launch the rockets into Russian territory. Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday continued urging Western allies to step up weapons supplies to Ukraine in a speech delivered remotely via video to the Luxembourg Parliament. Zelensky said Ukrainians suffer every day from missile strikes. He suggests in the last day Russia used 15 different cruise missiles, and since the invasion began, they've used 2,478 missiles, most of them targeting civilian infrastructure. From Washington, this is VOA News. Danish Foreign Minister Jep Kofod said Thursday he expects Denmark to join the European Union's common defense policy on July the 1st. That announcement comes after a referendum on Wednesday, in which two-thirds of Danish voters decided to abandon a 30-year-old waiver that kept the Scandinavian EU member country out of the defense group. With 100% of the votes counted, 66.9% voted in favor of abandoning the 30-year opt-out, with 33.1% against. The latest example of a country in Europe seeking closer defense links with allies after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The referendum follows historic bids by fellow Nordic countries Sweden and Finland to join NATO, which will be taken up at a summit next month. China's official state broadcast media reported Thursday that commercial outlets in major business districts in Shanghai have resumed offline operations, opening their doors to customers on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Many precautions remain in place. Customers are required to show negative COVID-19 test results dated within the past 72 hours. They're also required to scan a digital venue code to enter the shopping malls. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German partner BioNTech have completed the filing with U.S. drugs regulators seeking authorization for their COVID-19 vaccine in children under 5 years of age. The filing with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, completed Wednesday, included data showing three lower-dose shots of the vaccine generated a strong immune response in children as young as 6 months of age. No COVID-19 shot is yet approved for children in that age group in most parts of the world. It remains unclear how many parents will get their young ones vaccinated, as demand for vaccine has been low for children in that age group. 4 days of celebration honoring the Queen of Britain, Queen Elizabeth II, her 70 years on the throne, got underway on Thursday in Britain and in British Commonwealth nations around the world. Formal celebrations for the Platinum Jubilee began in London with Trooping the Colour. That's a review of British military traditions. The Queen is expected to join members of her family on the balcony of Buckingham Palace at the end of the event as 70 planes fly overhead. Recapping our top story this hour, Russian forces continue to pound towns and cities overnight and to tighten their grip on the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk. Britain's defense ministry reported Thursday that Russia had captured most of the city. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.